Do you feel like once you start eating, you can't stop? Are you eating healthy salads all day, but then binging on junk like pizza and cookies at night? Are you having cravings even after eating a full meal? If so, you're probably doing things like trying to be more mindful at mealtime, understanding your triggers, or processing past experiences and painful emotions through things like therapy and journaling. And if these things have been helpful, but they haven't stopped the behavior, there's a reason for that. It's because these tools are designed to help build more awareness around why you binge, but they're not designed to actually stop the behavior. So if you want to know what does stop the behavior, then sign up for my free 3-part series called Wired for Weight Loss, where I'm going to be sharing my 4-step roadmap that me and my students have used to stop binge eating and achieve as much as 70 pounds of lasting weight loss. So go to rashondyates.com/eatwithbalance to sign up, and I'll see you on the training. Hi, and welcome back to the Ending Your Binge Eating podcast, a place where women come to break free from binge eating so that they can have more peace, energy, and release weight while enjoying the foods they love. Now, if you're like most women who have been on a journey of recovery for, 30 or 40 years, chances are you've dealt with food triggers or just triggers that lead to a binge. This could be, it's the end of the day and you're coming home from a long, exhausting day. This could be emotions, feeling negative or uncomfortable emotions. This could be certain foods that you see in your environment that once you start eating, you just can't stop eating them. And, one of the biggest mistakes that I see women making, and I've done this myself, I've tried the same strategy myself to overcome food triggers, is trying to avoid them. And if you're anything like me and you've tried this strategy, you know that it doesn't work, because when you try to manage your triggers by avoiding them, that means you need to track every individual trigger. That means you need to live your life in fear of walking into new environments or going out to the restaurant to eat. And so it really just makes you a prisoner to food. It's not a matter of avoiding your triggers. It's a matter of developing trigger immunity, which is something that I teach my students so that you can be empowered no matter what situation you're in, no matter what's in front of you, no matter what food is on your plate, to make the most empowering food choices that are aligned with your values and your goals. And so in today's episode, I'm sharing the number one indicator of that you've achieved trigger immunity. What does it look like? What does it feel like to actually have trigger immunity? And as you listen, you'll discover how to recognize when you've gained trigger immunity, what it feels like for foods to feel neutral instead of triggering you, and why once you have trigger immunity, it's actually a gift. All right. Hi there. Welcome back to the podcast. This is another bite-sized transformation episode. Sometimes things just come through in a moment of inspiration. I get insight and I want to just pass it along to you. And so, you already know if you've been listening for a while, there may be some background noises. I think someone's mowing in the distance, but we are showing up perfectly imperfect, because when I show up perfectly imperfect, I know that I am serving at my highest level, and service is one of my highest values. So I wanted to share, I was having an experience that is very characteristic of what I call trigger immunity. And if you are hearing me say this for the first time, I talk about trigger immunity on the podcast. This is something that I help my students achieve. And what trigger immunity really is that, you can be in any environment and be able to make choices that serve you no matter what kind of choices are in front of you. And we're talking specifically about food, but this could really be, staying out of reactivity with a neighbor. This could be applied to so many different areas of life. But I wanted to just share some insight into what trigger immunity really feels like. How do you know when you have achieved trigger immunity? And I want to relate this to trauma work. There is so much trauma that I've released from my past. If you've done any trauma work, you have probably had the experience of just the utter release and the healing that can happen. And when you are healed from something, and this happens on a spectrum, and there's different levels and layers to it, of course, but when you've healed from something, you know, that thing, it doesn't trigger you. Why? Because the healing is within you, right? We heal from the inside out. So the button, like, our triggers are in us. They're not outside of us. And that's really the big perspective shift that I help my students to make. And when you have achieved trigger immunity, this means that things that used to trigger you, you now have a different response to. And so I was listening to one of my mentors, one of my mentor's mentor, and in a podcast episode, and they were talking about some things that, you know, I remember experiencing in my past. And as they were talking about it, I remember, you know, the things that they were talking about used to be really triggering for me. But as I was hearing them talk about them, I actually was experiencing relief. I was actually experiencing the sense of, oh man, I remember how that was. And boy, am I glad that, you know, I have grown and transformed beyond that. And that's really, you know, you'll know that you've achieved trigger immunity when things that used to feel like work, things that used to feel like they weighed heavy on you, things that you felt like you had to really, you know, call on your energy and your focus and really pay attention in order to navigate it, it now feels like a memory. It feels like a distant memory. And when you're in that same position that used to trigger you, it now feels like this gift, you know? One of the coolest things that I discovered in recovery is that when you recover and when you heal, you don't wish that something hadn't happened. You actually look back on it and you're really glad for having gone through it, you know, and you are appreciative of it and you're grateful for every single part of the journey. And this is really what it feels like when you have achieved trigger immunity. It is that feeling of neutralization around those old prior triggers. So let's say, for example, I've one example that I've talked about on different occasions during the podcast is I used to be really triggered by a particular billboard that I would see coming home from work, to the point where I actually looked for routes that avoided seeing this billboard, this advertising for a chicken finger place. And I would start fantasizing about these chicken fingers. Like, early on in my day, I was a teacher at the time. And so it would be like 9:30 or 10 o'clock. And I would be really already imagining numbing out the stresses of my day by eating these particular chicken fingers. Now, when I see the sign, I literally experience a sense of relief and comfort almost, because I'm like, wow, I remember when that sign used to really set me off, you know? And I can't tell you the last time I ate that food, by the way. And so, you know, that is the experience that I really want for you. I want for you to have this sense of just effortlessly navigating the world of eating choices, of food, and really be a person who effortlessly eats in a deficit, because from the inside out, you are someone who naturally eats in a way that aligns with the image that you have of yourself. And that is not just about your physical image. That's about who you're being to yourself. How are you treating yourself? And how you treat yourself is the, it will be, your body is a reflection of how you treat yourself. And so it really starts with seeing yourself as that person from day one. It's really about working from being that person right now. And so that's what I help people with. And so if you would like some help and support with getting off of the endless cycle of yo-yo dieting, of, you know, binge eating and restricting, of slipping back into old habits, I can help you with that. So just send me a DM, DM me support, or just, you know, send me an inquiry and say, I want more details. I'm working with people one-to-one right now. And we can talk about how to get you started. And it's no pressure. It's just finding out if we're a good fit to work together. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tolerating the leaf blower in the background and everything else. But I really just wanted to show up and, you know, let what was coming through come through. So, all right, take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.